Hi, my name is Jenna.
Hi, my name is Joey.
And you are listening to Baby.
Jeff on 101.5 UMFM.
Tell the band to go home.
Tell the band to go home.
That is your weekly public service announcement, urging you to improve your life and go out and get that record. That's Catherine McClellan from Church Bell Blues with something called Too Easy, and it just makes sense. You just need to go get that record and put it in your collection and fix your life. It'll do it. It's great. Or you can just stay here every week, Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. Tell the band to go home. My name's Jeff. I'm here, and I'll play that for you pretty much every week until you get so sick of me saying it that you go out and buy it, because it'll be that good. So there you go. We like to tell you about the new things here, and we like to tell you about what's coming to town, and today's show is pretty much all about that. We're going to start off with some new things like we try to do here, and then after that, we got some good shows coming to town. You better brace yourself, because next week, Friday and Saturday, is going to be real busy. And we'll tell you about why coming up a little bit later on in the show, in case you don't already know, what you should. But, like I said, first some new music. And that is, like I said last week, the best new record I've heard in a long, long time. And gorgeous, gorgeous voice there from Catherine McClellan. Almost as gorgeous. And, you know, no knock on these ladies. If it wasn't for Catherine McClellan and how incredible she is, this would be probably the most beautiful thing I'd heard in a long time. But these ladies came highly recommended a little while ago by Stephen Fearing. I don't know if you remember when Stephen Fearing was in here not too long ago. He was, I asked him, like, you know, who should I be listening to these days? And the first name out of his mouth was these ladies right here. They're coming to town soon. They're opening for Matthew Good, and we won't hold that against them. Once you hear how good they are, you might actually want to go see Matthew. Well, you don't want to go see Matthew Good. You can leave it at intermission, but you might want to go to the show, because these gals are pretty darn great. And they got a new record. It's called Who Do You Think You Are? And we're going to talk to one of them next week, I believe, here on Live on the Show. This is a band called Dalla. Check this out. Anywhere Under the Moon from Dalla on Tell the Band to Go Home.
like it was meant to be. Why she vanished like the autumn breeze under the chains of misery. Don't ask me why I was so naive. How easily I was led to believe that we were part of a greater scheme. Step away into a dream. She led me on ground up with desire. I was a shattered shell of a man. Selfish and too stubborn to talk. I just can't stand seeing her again. I just can't stand seeing her again. She thought her double dealing would lead. Why one day I just had to leave, waste away her memories. She had me all wound up with desire. I was a shattered shell of a man. Restless and too stubborn to tire. Just can't stand seeing her again. Just can't stand seeing her again.
Together, Ernie. We've never
right.
done that.
What are we doing now?
This is a show.
This is a good one.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go. You go. I'll go. This is Allison Moore. This is Steve Earle.
Yeah.
And then we'll do that together.
And that. Are you listening to that's the name of the show?
That's right.
Okay.
Hi, this is Alice.
Sorry.
Hi, this is Allison Moore.
And I'm Steve Earle.
And you're listening to
The show. This show is called
Tell the Band
to Go Home.
On 101.5.
UMFM.
Get in sync with me.
We're in sync.
Never late is unbound by fate.
Aw, isn't that purdy? Isn't that purdy when Steve Earle falls in love? Man, just fixes him right up, I think. That is brand new from Mr. Steve Earle. And from his fine new record, Washington Square Serenade, along with his wife, Allison Moore, there. Days Aren't Long Enough. And a fine new record from Steve. I got to be honest with you, I didn't like his last one, that political one. The Revolution Starts Now. But this one sounded pretty darn good. It comes out on September the 25th on the New West label. And like I said, from what I've heard, pretty fine record indeed. You might want to pick that up. Before that, another fine new record from Mr. Shiler Jansen, lives in Saskatoon. Today's Remains is the record, and T-Bar and I were talking about this the other day. His last record, he kind of mixed in some electronic elements and stuff, and kind of, I don't know, some people didn't get it. This one's sort of more straight to the point, and a damn fine record, I think, out on the Black Hand Music label. He's coming to town next month with the Nathans, I believe, on a Thursday night, if I'm not mistaken, which I could be. Before that, a couple of ladies, they call themselves Dalla. They have a great new record called What Do You Think? Who Do You Think You Are? We heard Anywhere Under the Moon, and I believe we will be talking to one of those lovely ladies next week here on the show. Speaking of next week, like I said, next week is going to be a real busy weekend, but I want to play from something from a guy who you might not, I don't know if you'll be able to go see him next weekend because you'll be busy at the shows I'm going to tell you about in a second, but if you miss him on the weekend, you'll get to see him the week after that. His name is Ridley Bent. He hangs out with a guy named Dustin Bentall a lot. When he first came out, I didn't quite get it. It's kind of like he's kind of like a country singer, but it's kind of like hip hop as well. But it's cool. No, don't roll your eyes like that. It's cool. Check this out. He's got a new record coming out real soon though, and it's apparently a country record. And apparently, from what I've heard, it's stellar. So we're itching to hear that. Maybe we'll get that next weekend. But here's something from his debut record called Blam. This is Ridley Bent with Pastures of Heaven. He's playing next weekend at the Harvest Moon Festival out in Clearwater. We'll tell you about that. But first, here's something from Ridley Bent.
Nothing sweet, nothing all day. Hey, hey. And Peggy Sue didn't have a clue, but she was beautiful just the same. And when Billy could scrape up enough, he'd buy himself a gallon of wine every time. He'd rendezvous with Peggy Sue down at the Five and Dime. He'd say, all I wanna do is get drunk with you, go dancing beneath that sycamore tree, and get down with the Beatles, the Mosquitoes, and the Pine Needles, and make love. Bob was a lazy man. He was happy, but he had no plans beyond today. No way. He'd just sit with his daughter and put his toes in the water and play. Yeah, he'd play. While Peggy Sue did the work for two, which she was more than happy to do, 'cause she loved that boy. She'd bring home the whiskey and get a little bit frisky, yes, it's true. And she'd say, all I wanna do is get drunk with you, go dancing beneath that sycamore tree, and get down with the Beatles, the Mosquitoes, and the Pine Needles, and make love in that sweet. Joy was Billy's little girl, all smiles and red curls, as pretty as an ocean pearl. She grew up poor but couldn't ask for more love from this world. 17, she met Reuben Dean, the man of her dreams. And they take that old number 7 down to the pastures of heaven and sing. Yeah, he'd sing. All I wanna do is get drunk with you, go dancing beneath that thickamore tree, and get down with the beetles, the mosquitoes, and the pine needles, and make love in that sweet, cool breeze. All I wanna do is get drunk with you, go dancing beneath that thickamore tree, and get down with the beetles, the mosquitoes, and the pine needles, and make love in that sweet. All I wanna do is get drunk with you, go dancing beneath that thickamore tree, and get down with the beetles, the mosquitoes, and the pine needles, and make love in that sweet, cool breeze.
This is Dustin Bentall, and I want to tell the band to go home on 101.5 UMFM.
Yeah, let's do Nine Inch Nails. Are we going to be able to get the ending right?
I'll do my very best.
There's a couple, like, this is one of those songs that could go on forever, you know? You can keep writing choruses and verses to it because of how it goes and what it's about.
Play on words and stuff.
Yeah, so, we'll have no problem. But this is a song that I wrote with Ridley Bent. It's more of a Bottle in the Truth song. That's our other band we have together, kind of rock and country band, which we just found out we're opening for Corb Lund at Stampede, which is just huge. I'm pretty excited about that. Nine Inch Nails. I met her in a record shop. She was into hard rock. We had a wild affair. She moved in and the rent was shared. Yeah, we spent a lot of nights listening to records in the candlelight. If it wasn't for the music, I never would have fallen in love. Well, the breakup was a rough one. She pulled out a shotgun. I talked her down and we worked it out. She got it all in the matching couch. I still got my records and I need a sad song. Wouldn't you know it, the jackets are wrong. All the sad ones are gone. I got her tool collection. She got my working man's blues. She got my Tom T. Hall. I got her Husker Du. Yeah, we got them all mixed up when we were high on rails. She got my 9-pound hammer, I got her 9-inch nails. Well, she won't return my phone calls, and I'm running low on alcohol. I drive down to the LCB and pick myself up some Tennessee whiskey. I throw on some Black Hole Sun, 'cause you know I kinda like that one. If it wasn't for the music, I never would have fallen in love. I got her tool collection. She got my working man's blues. She got my Tom T. Hall. I got her Husker Du. Yeah, we got them all mixed up when we were high on rails. She got my 9-pound hammer. I got her 9-inch nails. I hear she moved to Montreal. Well, eventually, don't they all? She's got a band that covers Wolf Mother. I hear they call themselves Wolf Lover. and I'm listening to Hell's Bells, and I'm wishing it was Bob Wills. If it wasn't for the music, I never would have fallen in love. I got a tool collection, she got my coupe de ville. I got her built to spill, and she got my Waylon and Will. Well, they were always my heroes, even when they were in jail. She got my 9-pound hammer, I got her 9-inch nails. I got her tool collection, she got my hot rod Lincoln. My heart won't stop sinking, I need some songs for drinking. I got her crazy train, and I'm going off the rails. She got my 9-pound hammer, I got her 9-inch nails. She got my 9-pound hammer, I got her 9-inch nails.
Dustin Bentall along there with his friend Rami Mays. They were live in the studio not too terribly long ago singing that song that he wrote with Ridley Bent. And a great song at that. Before that, we heard Ridley Bent from his album Blam with Pastures of Heaven. And like I say, apparently his new record is more of a country thing. Ridley Bent coming to the area next weekend at the Harvest Moon Festival, which is looking pretty darn good this year. If you go to harvestmoonsociety.org, it's this little festival out in Clearwater, this conservation area. It's pretty far out there, but it's worth the drive. It's real pretty out there. Went out there a few years ago to see Fred Eaglesmith when he basically insulted all the farmers in the audience and just generally made a lot of friends like Fred tends to do. That, I believe, was the same weekend we had the Fred Eaglesmith Will He or Won't He show. I don't know if you remember that, but that was a few years ago. But anyways, this year it's looking pretty good. Friday night you got Little Black Dress, who I saw at the Trout Forest Music Festival. They were pretty good. A couple of folks I've never heard of. And then Ridley Bent headlining Friday night at the Harvest Moon Festival. Then on Saturday, you got a full day of entertainment. It's pretty good. You got, let's see, who you got? You got Rami Mays out there. Greg McPherson is playing out there. You got, who else you got? You got the Western States. And then you got your favorite band and mine, Andrew Neville and the Poor Choices, headlining on Saturday night. Who else you got? That same day, they got kind of two stages, I guess. And they got that same day. The D-Rangers are playing out there. They were out there the last time I was out there. And they were, I mean, you can't go wrong with the D-Rangers. And all kinds of stuff. There's some neat workshops and stuff. Only $30 to get into this thing. My only advice to you is bring some warm clothes because it got real cold at night last time. But a good festival, and so check that out, harvestmoonsociety.org. But, of course, you can't go, which is unfortunate. Like, I don't know what they were thinking, booking that event on the same weekend as our very special guest. Comes all the way from Texas, and they book a festival on the same weekend. What were they thinking? You can't go. It's too bad. So if you don't get to see Ridley Bent out there, it's okay, because he's coming to town on the Tuesday following that, which is the 25th, I believe, at the High and Lonesome Club. That's going to be real good. So we'll tell you about that next weekend because you won't want to miss that. All right. We got to go kind of out of order a little bit here because we're gonna tell you about a show on Saturday night, and then after that we'll tell you about a show on Friday night. Okay. So we're gonna start with Saturday night. Saturday night. I don't think he's ever headlined a show in this town before, and the guy has been recording forever. He's fantastic, got tons and tons of records. I mean, I remember hearing this guy's songs just about as far back as I can remember. And he's still putting out darn fine stuff these days. I'd love to play his new record, but I didn't get it yet. So we'll have to wait till next Saturday to get it. But he's fantastic, great storyteller, great songwriter, great performer, and a super nice guy. Mr. Steve Forbert coming to town Saturday night, West End Cultural Center. I'm telling you, it's going to be good. And we'll play a few. I'm going to start off with his big hit. I guess this is the one that he's most known for. You know, whether it was a hit or not, it was a fantastic song. I remember it. I love it. It's a great song. And if you've forgotten about this one or you don't know about this one, it's a great song called Romeo's Tune. This is Mr. Steve Forbert playing on Saturday, Weston Cultural Center. Tell the band to go home. Thank you.
everything's okay. Bring me southern kisses from your room. Meet me in the middle of the night. Let me hear you say everything's alright. Let me smell the moon in your perfume. Oh, gods and years will rise and fall, and there's always something more. Lost in talk, I'll waste my time, and it's all been said before. While further down behind the masquerade, the tears are there. I don't ask for all that much, I just want someone to care. That's right now. Meet me in the middle of the day, let me hear you say everything's okay. Come on out beneath the shining sun. Meet me in the middle of the night, let me hear you say everything's alright. Sneak on out beneath the stars and run.
Thank you, thank you. Give me a little more guitar up here, please, Jack, just a little bit. How are y'all? Okay? All right. What kind of guy am I really am? I love some turkey, but I don't eat lamb. No sweet potato, but I do like ham. What kind of guy am I really am? What kind of guy am I really? Who? I don't wear pajamas and I don't sniff glue. I'm Mississippi, got those Calgary blues way up north tonight, yeah. What kind of guy am I really? What? Might be leaving, but the door ain't shut. I'm here for loving, but I ain't no slut, baby, really. I kept my jacket, but I lost my tie. I tell you truly that I sometimes lie. What kind of guy am I really? What kind of guy am I really? I love some turkey, but I don't eat lamb. No sweet potato, but I do like ham. Yeah. One more time.
get Johnny jiving across the floor. He can play the fool and make a few mistakes, but all the same, he'll never be a bore. I'm glad to be so young, talking with my tongue. Glad to be so careless in my way. Glad to take a chance and play against the odds. I'm glad to be so crazy in my day. Well, I'm going down to Laurel. It's a dirty, stinking town, yeah. But me, I know exactly what I'm going to find. Little girl, I'm going to see. She's a fool for loving me. But she's in love, and love's a funny state of mind. You said when you had a tear rolling down your cheek the other night. I couldn't catch it all. Was something going wrong? I hope you got it straightened out all right. Everything's so loud and everything's so fast. I hear your brother married once again. Baby, best of luck and all, and try to have some fun. They tell me this great life can always. Well, I'm going down to Laurel. It's a dirty, stinking town, yeah. But me, I know exactly what I'm going to find. Little girl, I'm going to see. She's a fool for loving me. But she's in love and love's a funny state of mind.
Yeah, the long week is gone. Now the weekend's begun. the high ridge are singing tonight. Hang out and drink some wine and I'll feel all right. Does your heart tell the truth when you're lying? Does your blues get you high when you're crying? Nobody's home. She's out for the evening, but she's not out alone. Of course you could find her, but what would be the use? Hang out and drink some wine and just get juiced. Does your mind hit the groove when you're gleaning? Does your life start to live while you're dreaming?
American in me, and I guess it's just that's all right with me. It gets so lonesome filling space, and someone must believe. Erase some golden memories and blow the candles out. Let's get on off our way somewhere and see what we're about. Lay down your weary chin again and rest your head on me. Your phone call says you're sorry and the grapevine says you're free. Your drugstore debt is flesh and blood like Marilyn Monroe. And out there on the runway now, the king's all set to go. They'll cover up the window soon, 'cause he'll be rolling in. He's Elvis Presley, honey child, and I can't cop his grin. Lay down your weary tune again and rest your head on me. Your phone call says you're sorry and the grapevine says you're free. The missionary paid my way and put me off to sleep. I woke up early yesterday and found a place to eat. I got it down and felt relieved, and chain went off to work. It's wooden soldiers Christmas time, and Jane, she is a clerk. Lay down your weary tune again and rest your head on me. Your phone call says you're sorry and the grapevine says you're free. I admire you much. I'm out to get us back in sync. We've been so out of touch. Just meet me next to Noah's Ark and let's get out of town. There's got to be someplace, somewhere these rain clouds haven't found. Lay down your weary tune again and baby rest your head on me. Your phone call says you're sorry and the grapevine says you're free. Lay down your weary tune again and baby rest your head on me. Phone call, sorry, grapevine, free.
Hello, this is Steve Forbert. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM. Hey, mister, got a minute? That's what he would say.
And now, in performance, Steve Forbert.
First song will probably be a tribute to the late Rick Danko. Maybe you didn't know him, but he probably was your friend. He was oddly down to earth and just as wild as the wind, as the wind. Rick was as wild as the wind. He played the biggest concerts and the little gig. He always sang his heart out if the crowd was small or big, small or big. However small, ever big. Hey, mister, got a minute? That's what he would say. Hey, mister, got a minute? Well, I do, sir, today. Rick would take some cocaine, didn't need a straw. He could just swoop down and sniff some anytime he saw, if he saw, if there was some that he saw. Rick was backstage loaded, I was sort of shocked. The man said, Rick, it's showtime. Rick walked out and rocked, and he rocked. Not one bad note and he rocked. Got a minute? That's what he would say. Hey, mister, got a minute? Well, I do, sir, today. There's a certain kind of free heart
that's never bought and sold. There's a certain kind of wild child that never should get old, getting old. Picture Rick getting old. Maybe you didn't know him, but he probably was your friend. He was oddly down to earth and just as wild as the wind, as the wind. Rick was as wild as the wind.
Hey, this is Mark Stewart. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM.
Smokin' Robinson said people can change, they always do. My friend from South Bend said people don't change, not really. And Rita Coolidge said people don't change that much, Chris. Change. Anthony goes downtown and his old drop-top still got his hair long down, still gonna be the star. Anthony goes downtown, down where his friends all are. Buys anyone around in no accent bar. Change, change,
said people can change, they always do.
Yeah, from Just Like There's Nothing to It, from from a few years ago, Steve Forbert with the Change song, and around the time that record was new, the T-Bar, Mike, Corky, and I all flew to Toronto to see Steve Forbert because we were dying to see him, and he was playing at Hughes Room in a fantastic, fantastic show. The guy's a great great live performer, but he's coming to Winnipeg, darn it, so you don't have to fly to Toronto anymore. You just come to the West End Cultural Center on Saturday night, $20. It's going to be a good show. Before that, we heard Wild as the Wind. I remember seeing Forbert do that at the Edmonton Folk Festival 5 or 6 years ago and just being blown away by it and having to wait years to get that song. That is also on Just Like There's Nothing to It, but that live version is better, so come see him. From probably my favorite Forbert record, and there's so many, but my favorite is something called Mission of the Crossroad Palms. We heard Lay Down Your Weary Tune again. A close second, perhaps, is an album called The American and Me. We heard the title track from that one. We heard something called The Weekend from a fine collection called The Young Guitar Days. It's kind of leftovers from across the years. Some good stuff on there. And a few of the classics, most of which can be found on the Greatest Hits record, The Best of Steve Forbert, What Kind of Guy. We heard Going Down to Laurel, What Kind of Guy, and Romeo's Tune. And you got to have the Greatest Hits album or else Jackrabbit Slim in your collection, or else it's just not complete. So come on down to the West End on Saturday night and pick one of those up so your collection is complete. And of course you will want to be there, but perhaps even more so, you'll want to be at the West End on Friday night for what is sure to be one of the shows of the year. Darn it, before it even happens, I'm going to go on the record and say this is top 10 show of the year, guaranteed. You hear me? Guaranteed. Before it even happens, I'm guaranteeing you that Friday night at the West End will be one of the best shows you will see this year. Guaranteed. What is that show? Well, you got to wait till after these messages to find out.